When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरु रोचक सामग्रीहरुका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एशियनमा।
नमस्कार, SBS नेपाली पोडकास्टको यो नयाँ अङ्कमा तपाईँलाई स्वागत छ। अब पालो भएको छ अस्ट्रेलिया र नेपाल दुवै ठाउँलाई जोड्ने एक रमाइलो कुराकानीको। श्रोताहरू, नेपालमा कहिले नचढिएको भनिएको एक हिमाल वा भर्जिन पीक आरोहण गर्ने उद्देश्यका साथ अस्ट्रेलियाका एक आमा छोरी द्वय सुकी सदन र क्लोडिया सदन नेपाल प्रस्थान गरेका छन्। यी आमा छोरीले आरोहण गर्न खोजेको हिमाल 6,000 मिटर भन्दा अग्लो रहेको र हाल कुनै आधिकारिक नाम नदिइएको हिमाल रहेको भनी सुकीले केही साता अघि एसबीएस नेपाली संघको कुराकानीमा बताएकी थिइन्। यदि सबै कुरा योजना अनुसार पूरा भएको खण्डमा यस हिमालको नामाकरण नै आमा छोरी भनी गराउने पनि आफ्नो प्रयास रहेको उनले सहकर्मी समीर घिमिरेलाई बताएकी थिइन्। सुकी र क्लोडिया दुवैले आफूले आरोहण गर्न लागेको हिमाल कुन क्षेत्रमा रहेको भन्न चाहेनन्, तर काठमाडौँबाट करिब 6 घण्टाको जीपको यात्रापछि बल्ल त्यस हिमालको क्षेत्र पुगिने भने जानकारी दिएका थिए। पहिला पनि नेपाल पुगिसकेका आमा छोरी विश्वका विभिन्न भागहरूमा पनि सँगै घुमघाम गर्दै आएका छन् र यो आरोहणको योजना चाहिँ कसरी बन्न पुग्यो त सुनौ यो कुराकानीमा।
I know that you both are going to Nepal to climb a mountain. First of all, tell us about your upcoming trip to Nepal and how this started.
Going back a few years, I belonged to a gym called Joe's Base Camp, and everyone around me was climbing mountains, and I just thought, well, what is this about? So, which year was it? 2015? I took Claudia and one of my sons, the other was overseas, to do a mountaineering introduction course with Adventure Consultants in New Zealand. And yeah, just fell in love with it. And I vowed on that trip that I was going to climb Mount Aspiring the following year with a guide. And then when I was doing that, I vowed I was going to climb a Virgin Peak. But that was 9 years ago, and I thought, whoa, time's running out. If you're going to do it now. So that's it. That's why we're doing it this year.
Actually, that's interesting. Why Virgin Peak there?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, I like the road less travelled, but the road untravelled just seemed to be even more amazing. So, yeah, it was. Nepal has a lot of unclimbed peaks, particularly with the new areas opening up.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to climb. Claudia has climbed over, or so is Alan, 6,000 metres. Oh. I haven't been that high. And I just thought that was, you know, because I can be very goal-orientated. I just thought a Virgin Peak just above 6,000 metres would be, a dream.
And how did this start it for you as well?
Well, she just asked me to come along. Firmly her idea, and yeah, I mean, obviously it's a very exciting thing to do, but yeah, I'm just the willing participant.
I've noticed you both have done a lot of travel as well in different parts of the world and done trekking and hiking and have gone to Antarctica as well, both of you together. So how did this love affair with the outdoors started for you?
Well, I think I was lucky enough to have Mum drag us around the world. I think when we were younger, doing a lot of very odd trips odd to many people. Like, we went biking in Africa when I was 12 and mountain biking in Kyrgyzstan, which I would say is not your generic family holidays. So I think we just got exposed to it young and I just love to travel and, be in the outdoors.
So have you been to Nepal? Was that?
This trip was separate. with Claudia's dad, we went pre-children and we did the Annapurna Sanctuary.
And I've been twice before. So the first time I went in 2016, I think, after the earthquakes the year before. And then I did Everest Base Camp then. Then I went back in 2023, so 2 years ago, and spent some time there and did the Annapurna Circuit Trek.
So you have done both Everest and Annapurna as well?
Base camps.
Base camp.
Yeah. We'll save that one. Well, going back to Joe Bonington at Joe's Base Camp, because his father was Sir Chris Bonington, the climber, so he has a lot of connections with Nepal.
Okay.
And his friend who married a Nepali lady, they organise all his trips. So you can get it tailor-made to what you want to do. So I got in touch with them and said, Virgin Peak, please. 6,000 metres.
Yeah.
And then they did all the homework and, we have actually changed peak in the interim.
Yeah.
So there's a team of 14 of us going.
Changed peak? What do you mean by that?
Well, she was guiding us towards one that was a little lower than 6,000.
All right.
And I thought, in the same area, there was the one that was just over. So
very
no, it has
secret.
A number. It has a number.
Okay.
But I also had a dream, and Claudia, who is a lawyer, very matter-of-fact, when I told her, she laughed in my face. I said, I'd like to name this peak. And she said, who's going to let you name the peak? And perhaps no one will, but when I put it via the company that we're climbing with, I want it to be called Ama Churi. She said, we'll just put it in with the paperwork afterwards and, go from there. So perhaps she was humouring me, but I like the idea of it potentially being.
Yeah, when I originally said I'd love to fundraise while we're going over there and it'll be a great, symbiotic relationship. But Mum suggested the goal of 6,184, which is $1 for every metre climbed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, but I thought that too.
Yeah, we thought we may as well set the goal high. And, I think just this past week we've hit the goal and now we're exceeding it and it's still going, which is exciting.
SBS South Asian.
श्रोताहरू यो कुराकानी जारी रहनेछ पडकास्टमा यो छोटो विश्रामपछि
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
And what is the motivation behind, supporting Himalayan community?
Well, I think just going over there and I think doing something, climbing an unclimbed mountain in a foreign country, I think it's important to give back to the community that's helping you do that, and you don't want to go over and be conquering someone's mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to do it with the people and for the people and help support the communities, along the way. Everyone is such lovely people, so friendly, so welcoming, and, they're just lovely people to chat to when you're plodding along on a hike and, just seeing everyone's smiling faces. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, the first time I went after the earthquakes and we did some fundraising and worked with, I think, also a partner of or there was some connection to AHF, but with Take On Nepal.
You know, talking about training, this can be challenging as well. So how are you preparing yourself on this one, this particular trip?
Well, I think Mum's got a very strict regimen, so you can...
Well, I live in New Zealand as well. My partner's a Kiwi. So I've been 3 months in New Zealand, so we haven't been training together. But I'm also a sprinter, a beach sprinter, okay, and a track sprinter. So I have my trainer, and my training is on the app. So she has taken on board my latest venture, which is obviously the climb. So I have a hiking schedule, you know, strength, conditioning, power. I do mad things on a bike. And
fortunately, I don't have quite as much time in the day as my mum with my full-time
works.
Job. But I've joined a gym and have a PT and been doing strength training this year. And then now just been doing at least a 120-kilometre hike each weekend to get the legs ready. But yeah, so lots of 5, 10am wake-ups.
र श्रोताहरू, यो कुराकानी सुन्नुभयो आमा छोरी द्वय सुकी सदन र क्लोडिया सदनसँग सहकर्मी समीर घिमिरेले गर्नुभएको नेपालस्थित पहिला नचढिएको भनिएको एउटा भर्जिन पिक चढ्ने प्रयासमा चाहिँ दुवैजना आमा छोरी नेपाल प्रस्थान गरेका छन्। र यो सँगै हामी तपाईँहरूलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौँ कि यस कुराकानीमा व्यक्त गरिएका विचारहरू वक्ता स्वयंका हुन् र यी विचारहरूप्रति एसबीएसको समर्थन वा विरोध छैन। यो कुराकानी जस्तै हाम्रा थप सामग्रीहरू सुन्नका लागि तपाईँले आफ्नो फोनमा एसबीएस अडियो एपलाई निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ र एपभित्र नेपाली भनी सर्च गर्नुहोस्, एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्टलाई फलो गर्नुहोस् र नोटिफिकेसन अन गर्न भने नछुटाउनुहोला। वा तपाईँले पडकास्ट सुन्न रुचाउने एप्पल पडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाई लगायतका प्लेटफर्महरूमा पनि हामी उपलब्ध छौँ। अनलाइनमा एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्ट भनी खोज्नुहोस्। सोसियल मिडियामा हामी फेसबुक, एक्स र इन्स्टाग्राममा एसबीएस नेपाली र युट्युबमा @SBS साउथ एसियनका नाममा उपलब्ध छौँ। लाइक, फलो, कमेन्ट अनि सब्सक्राइब गरेर साथ दिनुहोला। थप जानकारीका लागि हाम्रो वेबसाइटको ठेगाना हो sbs.com.au/nepali।
अनलाइन र सोसियलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस्, sbs.com.au/nepalimा जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा एसबीएस नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। एसबीएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।